Why don't you start this time?
Hi. I don't do that.
Just say it's after the movies.
It's after the movies. I'm Justine.
And I'm Ryan.
That's weird.
That was fun.
That was weird.
A little different.
I don't like it.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about now?
Now we're going to talk about a movie that we actually saw like almost a week ago called Snow White and the Huntsman.
Woo!
Woo!
I have no idea who directed it or wrote it.
It
really
doesn't matter.
Don't care. It's got Bella Swan and Thor.
Kay Stu.
And Charlize Theron. I couldn't think of it.
And another heavy-handed performance.
I did not think it was heavy-handed at all. So I'm going to go first on this one. So basically, it's the story of fucking Snow White and the Queen Ravella or whatever her name is. Ravinia.
Ravina.
Raven, basically, yeah. Which is like her animal in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
She basically like marries Snow White's dad and then kills him and then takes over the kingdom, and everything's dying because she's sucking all the life and youth and beauty out of everything so she can stay young and beautiful, and that's the source of her power, is her youth and beauty. And Snow White is more beautiful, supposedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. And so she wants to kill Snow White, and Snow White teams up with Thor, and they go after her.
And
the
dwarves.
And the cool dwarves. Fucking Al Swearengen. And
Nick Frost.
Nick Frost.
Bob Hoskins.
Hoskins. Super Mario.
Fucking Mad-Eye.
Mad-Eye Moody.
Yeah, Mad-Eye.
Anyway, so that's basically the thing. I really liked it. I did not expect at all to like it at all, but I always like the Thor guy, Hemsworth.
Chris
Hemsworth.
He's Chris.
He's cool. I like him. I like Charlize Theron, and the visuals looked cool, so I was like, okay, I'll go. And I enjoyed it. I thought it was really entertaining. I thought Kristen Stewart was good in places. She gives this like rousing monologue to rally the troops that I thought was really good. I thought the star of the show, or the person who stole the show, though, was Charlize Theron. I really liked her character and her character's backstory. And I probably would have liked a movie all about her better than the movie that we got. But I was okay with the movie that we got. I thought it was fun. That's all I have to say, really.
It's weird, because when you first saw the trailer, I was like, that looks really interesting. And for the first couple of trailers, you were like, I'm not seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'll go see with Liz, because she wanted to go see it. Sorry, Liz, that I already saw it. But then one of the last trailers, you were like, oh, that looks good. Let's go see it. And I was like, okay. And then I ended up not liking it.
Yeah.
You ended up liking it way more than me.
Yeah.
Kristen Stewart was stupid. I thought Charlize Theron, however we're pronouncing her name, was really overdramatic and heavy-handed. I would have liked if her character was a little more subtle and not like high school drama queen run amok. Although I did think her character was interesting. The only thing I liked about it was special effects. I thought the special effects were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And very cool, and I was expecting them to suck, and they were very cool, and I enjoyed them a lot.
The bridge troll was cool.
The bridge troll was cool.
The cool little paradise area they went to.
Yeah,
was
all
really
of that
neat.
Was really, really
you missed
well
the
done.
Best part of that, too, because you went to the bathroom. You have a knack for leaving at, like, really important parts.
I guess. I liked the dwarves. I thought they were the most interesting part
they
of the
cool.
movie. Yeah, I mean, I didn't like it.
I'll tell you which part I liked the least was the little love triangle element. They introduced this character as a little boy that's like little kid friends with Snow White when Snow White was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
The character exists to do nothing but be the third like point on the love triangle. And
not
I was
true.
Really annoyed.
He exists for two reasons. He's the third little point in the stupid-ass love triangle. And he's her downfall.
He is?
Yeah.
I don't remember. It's been a week.
Do you want me... Can I be spoilery?
Yeah, go for it. Fuck this movie.
The queen disguises herself as him, and that's how she tricks Snow White into eating
well,
the
apple. Well, that's not her downfall, though. That's just, like, an obstacle.
Which was annoying!
That's a second act obstacle. It's not... Yeah.
Whatever. She was comatose after
right.
fucking around with him. Which was annoying, because there was a point in that little scene where she could have been real smart, But no, she wasn't smart. She was an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really like that. Plus, I was confused when that happened because I thought that was... I thought the whole queen with the apple making you fall asleep thing, I thought that was Sleeping Beauty. And I was like, what are they doing?
No, that's so... But see,
I don't think I've ever actually seen any of the Disney ones.
Sleeping Beauty is awesome. It's one of my favorite Disney movies.
Whatever.
And it's a spindle, not an apple.
I know, I found out later. But yeah.
You Googled it?
Well, no, I asked Josh. I was like, I saw Snow White and the Huntsman, and they brought in the Sleeping Beauty storyline. And he was like, what? And I was like, he gives her the apple. She gives her the apple. And he was like, no, that's what happens. You're thinking of the... Yeah, you're wrong. Being weird. Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was fun.
Eh.
Could have done without the love triangle.
I say fuck this movie.
Okay. Is there anything else we need to say about this?
Nah.
You know what's the best part of it, actually?
Kristen Stewart's hair, because I liked all of her braids. Those were cute.
No. It was the cheeseburger I ate while we were watching it.
I had a burger, too, and it was awesome. It was good.
The worst part for me, besides the love triangle, was Kristen Stewart's heavy breathing scenes. Where, like, she's trying
to... You gotta narrow it down a little bit.
Where she's, like, trying to evoke emotion, and she, like, locks eyes with the camera, and then breathes deeply.
That's all she does! She's so weird!
And I was just like, you were so good in these other scenes, why are you so shitty now? But it's like, maybe she just hasn't mastered her craft yet, so she's relying on Twilight tricks or something.
She was not good in any of the scenes. Her speech, I did not find rousing. I found hilarious, because I'm like, you are silly. You cannot rouse anybody. For real.
She could rouse Edward Cullen.
Well, he's dead and lifeless. And Thor. What does that tell you?
She roused Thor.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that. Anyways, skip this movie. It's stupid.
You can see it, but you can wait for DVD, probably. Or HBO. Anyway, such movies, I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.